Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How does a mid-July College World Series sound to you? A couple other things that could be beginning in 2022 if recommendations assembled by five-coach panel of a Power 5 coaches gets approved from other Division I coaches and passes at the highest levels of the NCAA in the coming months. LSU coach Paul Mineri joining us now. Coach, first off, thanks for the time and for joining us on short notice, and hope you're well.
Yeah, thank you, Christian, and hope you're well too.
Is this new, or has this conversation been around for a while?
I think the first time I heard a proposal like this was about 30 years ago, in all honesty. You know, it's forever been a big issue in college baseball, that the northern schools compared to the warm weather schools on the West Coast or in the South. And, you know, and I understand, I've been a northern coach. It's a very uneven playing field, because when we're playing our season here in the South, you know, there's 2 feet of snow on the ground up in South Bend, Indiana, for example. And you can't dream about getting on your field until April. So it's always been an issue. And I think anybody that ever is aware of the situation, that loves baseball, that loves college baseball, would love to see a more level playing field where the sport is national and it's played at the same time as Major League Baseball is played. You know, football season is played during the NFL time. Basketball is played, you know, when the NBA is playing. But college baseball is playing before spring training practically even begins. So I think a lot of people would love to see it happen, but there's so many hurdles to have to jump through. And if your sport is not a revenue-producing sport, for example, having to have your students stick around through the months of July or June and July and having to pay for them to be in housing or to feed them or whatever, if you're not making money, then it's a losing proposition. So, you know, it's never really gotten any traction before. It's never really made it to the starting gate. But all of a sudden this year, you know, today, yesterday, it comes out, and with social media, and there's websites now just dedicated to college baseball. And because there's no baseball going on, everybody's looking for news stories. It's getting an awful lot of publicity. So I don't know, maybe this is the time it'll get some traction. We'll see.
And, you know, Coach Mineri, that's why I look where you're at in the SEC and the LSU baseball program. And when you consider the likes of ESPN and the exposure that college baseball has, you have dog days this summer. You might have the Wimbledon tennis tournament around 4th of July. But it just seems like there's a vacuum there that NCAA baseball could fill, that considering the interest now compared to maybe what you had a decade or even a couple of decades ago.
I think that's a good point, Bobby. You know, the game's never been more popular, and I think the SEC Network, ESPN, all the ESPN stations, ACC Network, the Big Ten Network, I mean, there's so much more visibility for college baseball now, and people are building beautiful ballparks all over the place. You know, we think about all, you know, ourselves and South Carolina built ours in 2009, but then you have Kentucky, Florida, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. Everybody's, you know, making their stadiums beautiful now, like AAA stadiums. But also up north, Michigan has a new stadium. Indiana has a new stadium. Cincinnati, you can go across the Midwest. A lot of people have invested in college baseball. And so you know, your point is well taken. You know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when people talked about doing this, they maybe thought it wasn't worth it. I think things have kind of come to a head this week, too, because, you know, there's three schools across the country right now, Chicago State, Bowling Green, and Furman, that have decided to discontinue baseball because of the financial crunch that's been brought on because of the pandemic. And so maybe administrators are willing to listen now, thinking that maybe, just maybe, if we play it at the right time of the year, when the weather's better, college baseball could produce enough revenue to perhaps even pay for itself.
Coach Paul Mainieri, LSU Coach Paul Mainieri here on Sports Talk. And one of the many reasons why Bobby and I would like to see the National Championship Series that hopefully you guys will be playing in, if this comes to fruition, July 23rd through the 25th, is, Coach, we enter this month whenever you guys, however long you guys go, whether it's all the way to the College World Series Finals in late June, there's a stretch where we got to wait for Saints training camp. So this could bridge that gap for us, and we could watch LSU win a national championship, and then the next day go to Saints training camp. It would be great.
We don't have to always talk about the best sports movies of all time.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let the people in the NCAA know that you two need this to fill some time, okay? And I'm sure that that'll make a big difference with them. Well, you know, when you think about it, too, okay, our baseball season, the way it is now, starting the third weekend in February, we're starting our season while really college basketball is hitting their heyday. You know, their conference races are coming down to the wire. They're getting ready to start conference tournaments. The NCAA tournament typically would be getting started. So really, college baseball takes a backseat, even at LSU, even at, you know, the SEC schools during the month of February and March. We're always taking a backseat to college basketball. And if we didn't start until theoretically most of the basketball season is over, a lot of people would probably pay more attention. And there are some cold nights out at the box, I must admit, during February and March. So, you know, I know the trade-off would be there'd be some hot days in the middle of the summer, but, hey, there are hot days in the middle of the summer in St. Louis and Chicago and New York also where they're playing major league games. So I think our fans are so loyal and so tough that they would adapt if something like this would pass.
Now, Coach Mainieri, I know there's been a challenge to you, considering a number of baseball programs, considering we're dealing with the pandemic, but the shortest draft in Major League Baseball history and the eligibility relief for the spring sport athletes has formed a complicated situation across college baseball, forcing coaches into a difficult decision as far as to manage the roster limitations. I know you said the turmoil was only – turmoil is the only way I can describe it. Just talk about even that, what you're dealing with and how this is so unique. And all of a sudden you have too many players and then all of a sudden you have to have those tough cuts and a player might be able to play, but just talk about the challenges of that, what you're facing with right now, considering dealing with the pandemic.
We always have to deal with roster management in college baseball, especially in the SEC, because we're recruiting the best players in the country that hopefully aren't going to sign professionally. If we could go out and recruit the very best players in the country and know that they weren't going to sign professionally coming out of high school, oh my goodness, you know, we at LSU, we'd be able to attract like Ed is attracting in football, you know, the very top 4 or 5 star prospects. The problem is if you recruit too good of players, then you end up losing them to the draft before they ever come to school. Okay. So we're always trying to get that player that we think is a really, really great player, but has an inkling that he might go to school. And so you're having to take a lot of gambles. You know, Alex Bregman was a huge gamble. Aaron Nola was a huge gamble. Kevin Gausman, you know, you can go right down the list. We got very fortunate that those guys came to school, but we've lost a lot more than have come to school that were considered top prospects. Typically in our recruiting class, we average losing 3 or 4 players out of our recruiting class every year to professional baseball. So trying to manage a roster, knowing that your recruits might not come to school and knowing that probably 80% of your juniors are going to sign professionally before their eligibility is up. Making roster management is always the most challenging aspect of being a college baseball coach. Now, this year, when you add in what has happened with the pandemic, the season being cut short, the NCAA granting a year of eligibility to everybody, and now especially the Major League Draft being cut from 40 rounds to 5 rounds, really nobody knows for sure what's going to happen. And, you know, on a positive side, it might mean more really great players come to college. On the bad side, it means that everybody's going to be bursting at their seams with their roster limits. We're still somewhat hopeful that the NCAA is going to give us some relief this year and extend the 35-man roster limit and maybe be unlimited this first year, this 1 year, maybe even extend our scholarships from 11.7 to maybe 13.7. I'm not holding my breath that any of that stuff's going to happen. So what I have to do is start to prepare that we're going to have a real roster squeeze. Nobody's fault. It just the natural attrition may not take place. Going into this year, for example, I thought we might lose 8 or 9 of our underclassmen, starting with Cole Henry, who's a draft-eligible sophomore, and then 7 or 8 juniors. But now that the season's been cut short, we may only lose a couple of players. And now there's 6 or 7, 8 guys that you had thought were going to move on into professional baseball that could be back. And then you can look at the recruiting class and say the same thing, whereas we thought we might lose 3 to 5, we may only lose 1 or 2. And now you do the math, it just gives you a surplus of players. So it's not an easy solution to it, you know. But what I try to do is just do what I always do, is be as honest as I can with the players, explain to them what I think their situation is. A few of them, after I've discussed it with them, have thought they're in their best interest. It was better for them to enter the transfer portal and maybe find a school where they have a better chance to play, and I support them whenever they want to do that. But it's not an easy situation, and it's not over yet because the draft is right. Not until June 10th.
LSU coach Paul Mainieri here on Sports Talk, and you mentioned earlier that there are hurdles, Coach. What are those hurdles that you talked about? You mentioned?
You mean to move the season?
Yeah.
Well, again, we would be the only sport in all of college athletics that would be playing during the summer. That's not the traditional time of the academic year. You have a fall semester and a spring semester. So if all of a sudden you're playing a great majority of your season after the spring semester has already ended, that creates perhaps a financial issue for a school to house and feed their players through the months of, you know, May, June, July, whatever they have to do. That's one thing. Then you got to look at things like summer leagues. You got to look at when the draft is going to be. You got to look at, there's a multitude of things that you'd have to go through and think about. I think it all can be worked out, but it would have to take some very liberal thinking, creative thinking by our administrators to allow something like that to happen. It's been talked about forever. I can remember 30 years ago, the coach from Wichita State, Gene Stevenson, putting out a proposal for this. And, you know, it's just never really gotten any traction. I don't know, maybe this will be the time. You know, we're in unusual, unprecedented times right now. You're seeing college baseball programs being dropped. Maybe this is a way to kind of separate the schools that want to be serious about playing college baseball and say, if you're really serious about playing college baseball and you're going to invest in it, build a nice stadium, hire coaches, you know, really go after it, like kind of like what they had Division 1A and Division 2A football, you know, Division 1 AA. You know, one group of teams really wants to get after it. Let's move the season to warmer weather. Let's increase the scholarships. Let's really go for it. If all of that was the result, I think it would be awesome for the game.
And, you know, Coach Bernard, it's always about the money, and you're considering now college baseball, the television exposure, whether it's ESPN or the different networks getting involved because they want programming. I think if they could step up to the plate to help universities where it could be feasible to come about because – like you said, the kids aren't in school and it's in the summer, but if you talk about programming, if they would step up to the plate and, you know, money talks, the bottom line. But the one thing I wanted to bring up to you is that, to me, this is amazing because you look at one time the NFL used to have 17 draft picks. And then all of a sudden they cut it down to 12, 7 and all that. And I'm looking at the situation now, creating a surplus of players in college baseball next year. Obviously, fewer professional opportunities. You're going from 160 players that are going to get drafted this summer. It's not doubled compared to 1,217 last year. That is monumental. You want to talk about to pull your hair out. I mean, like you were saying, what you're dealing with for the LSU Tigers. But to me, that's unbelievable when you consider that you're only having five rounds. And, you know, Major League Baseball is going to do what they want to do. But I thought that was, like, drastic considering limitations on as far as the draft and as far as the number of rounds.
Well, Bobby, like you said, money is everything, you know, and these owners of major league teams, they have no revenue coming in right now. There's no baseball. Everybody thinks all these owners are billionaires and they can just write checks. They don't really care about the revenue, but that's not the case necessarily. A lot of their wealth is tied up in the value of the organization. It's not necessarily a cash flow thing. So I think I heard the other day that the Marlins laid off 100 employees. I've heard about major league organizations, every employee in their organization taking 30% pay cuts, not contributing to their retirement funds anymore. You know, entire minor league staffs, managers and coaches and trainers and strength coaches all being furloughed. The owners don't have any revenue coming in. And so when you're laying off people or cutting their salaries or whatever, but then you're going to turn around and spend a lot of money on draft choices, and there's not even going to be a minor league season. You can understand why they wanted to cut the draft down to five. I think the owners, if they had their choice, wouldn't even have a draft this year. But they negotiated to five rounds with the Major League Baseball Players Association. So it's a very critical time right now that Major League Baseball is going through. And, you know, for the good of the game, obviously you want to have more opportunities for people to play at the professional level. But, you know, in some ways, Bobby, and I'm not happy this happened. Please don't accept it that way, okay? But I always thought that Major League Baseball should have utilized college baseball more as their training ground, like the NFL does with college football, like NBA does with college basketball. But it seems that we've always been in competition with professional teams for the players. Why not let the kids go to college first? You know, let us train them, let us develop them. And then when you are ready to draft them, you know, after two or three, whatever amount of years in college, I would think that a major league team would look at that player as much less risky to make an investment in because, hey, they've competed against other great players in the Southeastern Conference before they go into professional baseball. I don't think it's an accident that guys like Bregman and Gausman and LeMahieu and all these guys have gone into the big leagues and not only made it to the big leagues, but have excelled when they've got there because the training ground in the SEC is so good. So I'm not saying I'm glad this happened, but it might open the eyes to the people in Major League Baseball that maybe they don't need 40 rounds in a draft. Five is pretty small, maybe 10 rounds or so. But let the better players go to college and develop and then come and get them after, you know, two or three years, whatever it may be.
LSU skipper Paul Menary here on Sports Talk. Bobby, we're way behind. We have to go. I apologize.
No, I wanted to leave Coach Menary on this positive note. Congratulations to your grandson, Rocco Paul. I know you got to be ecstatic with that. I know you're looking forward to his maybe young career.
Well, thank you, Bobby. And let me say also my condolences about the loss of your father. I know what you must be going through because I went through it a year ago, and it's just awful. I know Blake Dean just lost his father last week, the coach from UNO. And, you know, we're all in that fraternity when we lose a parent. And I wanted you to know that you were in my thoughts and prayers when the news came out about your father.
Well, thank you, Coach Manera.
Coach,
okay.
Thank you so much for the time and joining us on short notice. We really appreciate it. Hopefully we'll see some LSU baseball here soon.
Okay, sounds good. Good to be with you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.